Congress at 7:10. We run through it all with CNN congressional correspondent Ryan Nobles.
Bad behavior by young people prompts changes at Six Flags. I'm Dick Uliano.
Tuesday morning, it's 7 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by the Exogen Temporal Scanner.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Senate Republicans have blocked a funding bill to keep the government from shutting down at the end of the week. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell blames an addition that would raise the debt limit.
For 10 weeks now, 10 weeks, Democrats have known what kind of government funding legislation could pass the Senate and what kind would fail.
The vote, 48-50, along party lines. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
They know a default would likely create a recession. They know that middle-class families will suffer immensely. They've heard the same warnings that we have.
Schools in L.A. say they're overwhelmed with demand for remote learning as parents grapple with the issue of COVID shots for kids.
55% of parents with children under 12 say they would get their child vaccinated against COVID-19 if such a vaccine were available. The Gallup poll was taken just before Pfizer announced plans to seek FDA approval for its vaccine for 5 to 11-year-olds. The partisan divide that's riven the COVID crisis is apparent here, too. 83% of the parents who identified as Democrats say they'd have their child inoculated, compared with 50% of independents and 21% of Republicans. Vicki Barker, CBS News.
R&B's R. Kelly's been found guilty on all counts at his sex trafficking trial in New York. Correspondent Jerika Duncan from the courthouse.
Kelly will be sentenced in May of next year. He's facing decades behind bars. When I asked an attorney on Kelly's team if they plan to appeal this case, he simply said there will be a lot of Monday morning quarterbacking on this one. And Kelly still faces a federal trial in Chicago.
Southern California Gas has agreed to a $1.8 billion settlement in the worst methane leak in U.S. history. The sulfurous stench forced more than 8,000 families from their homes in Porter Ranch, including Shane Hughley's.
My parents were displaced from it, and I think the restitution for it is, it's about time.
Many reported headaches, nausea, and nosebleeds. Some snail mail's about to get slower. A spokeswoman for the Postal Service tells USA Today new standards go into effect Friday that'll mean increased transit time for mail traveling long distances. Short hops won't be affected. History made at the Met.
I am what I am.
The New York Opera's premiered the first work in its 138-year history by a black composer, Terrence Blanchard.
It is an overwhelming thing to be the first, but at the same time, I know that I'm not the first qualifier to be here.
The opera was simulcast in Times Square. S&P futures are down 38. This is CBS News.
The leading sign of COVID is a fever, so everyone needs an accurate thermometer. Try the Exogen Temporal Scanner and learn more at Exogen.com. That's Exogen.com.
7:03 Tuesday morning, the 28th of September. Showers and storms later today. Some may be severe. Highs in the low to mid 80s. Good morning, I'm Bruce Allen.
And I'm Joan Jones. And the top local stories we're following this hour, the man who opened fire inside the newsroom of the Capital Gazette back in 2018 will be sentenced for his crimes today.
I plan on addressing him.
Today, the victims and relatives of those confronted by Jared Ramos over 3 years ago will have their chance to confront him.
I'm not going to cry that time.
Summer Lee Geimer, the daughter of reporter Wendy Winters, is in from Wisconsin to deliver a message of defiance to the man who killed her mom.
It's still a very emotional, traumatic event to discuss sometimes.
Ramos will never be a free man again, not after pleading guilty to 5 counts of first-degree murder and being found criminally responsible for his actions earlier this year.
I want to address that our family has been able to weather that storm.
John Dome in WTOP News.
The sentencing hearing is scheduled to start at 9 this morning. We'll have team coverage from inside the courtroom and reaction afterwards. Keep it here with WTOP and WTOP.com for updates.
The candidates running for governor of Virginia meet tonight on the debate stage in their second and final debate before the November election.
The race for governor has been tightening, with polling showing a toss-up election between Republican Glenn Youngkin, the political newcomer, and Terry McAuliffe, the former Democratic governor. There's a lot at stake as the two have their debate tonight at Northern Virginia Community College's Alexandria campus. comes less than 2 weeks after their first debate, when one of the main issues was COVID vaccine mandates. McAuliffe was in favor.
I have been very strong in this from day one.
And Youngkin was opposed.
I do believe that individuals should be allowed to make that decision on their own.
The election is November 2nd, though early voting has already started. Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
The debate is set to start at 7 o'clock tonight. You can listen to it live here on WTOP or watch it live at WTOP.com.
TikTok calls it a challenge, but school administrators in Virginia say students have been damaging school bathrooms for attention on the social media platform.
It's called the Devious Licks Challenge on TikTok, and Prince William County and Fairfax County schools in Virginia say it's becoming a problem. At Osborne Park High in Manassas, Principal Lisa Marie Kane said in a letter that the school has experienced significant vandalism in its boys' bathrooms, including soap removed from dispensers and placed in the toilet, throwing trash throughout the bathroom, and items stolen. A spokesperson said they will be disciplining the students. Fairfax County schools say students at Rocky Run Middle School and Falls Church High School are being disciplined as well for taking part in the challenge and vandalizing bathrooms there. Valerie Bonk, WTOP News.
Saturday night fights and vandalism at Six Flags America Amusement Park in Prince George's County have led to changes in the park's operating hours.
The amusement park in Bowie will shorten its hours, closing by 9 p.m. each night for the duration of Fright Fest, its yearly Halloween event. Multiple fights broke out at the park, forcing the park to close more than an hour ahead of schedule on Saturday. The fighting was followed by vandalism in the parking lot. Prince George's County says it will work with Six Flags to identify victims of the vandalism and the individuals responsible. Police plan to review the park's security plans. Dick Giuliano, WTOP News.
Up ahead here on WTOP at 7:10, we'll chat with CNN congressional correspondent Ryan Nobles about a possible government shutdown and the upcoming infrastructure vote. 7:07.
Here's Steve Cohn, head of communications at Capital Caring Health, on the benefits of advanced cardiac care.
We want every family touched by heart disease to receive a free copy of our patient and caregiver handbook covering all aspects of advanced cardiac care. This comprehensive guide, created in cooperation with the American Heart Association, covers topics like understanding heart failure, self-care tips, insights on medication, diet and exercise recommendations, and much more.
For more information, visit capitalcaring.org/cardiac.
Today's Innovation in Government report highlights the government's IT modernization opportunities. Kevin McDonough, an advisory systems engineer at Dell Technologies, says security must be based on the value of the data.
It really comes down to, let's just isolate our critical data, separate it from the network, set up a physical separation, and then a logical air gap separation, if you will, so that we know that there's no way the adversaries can get to that critical data. But then again, it goes to fence in depth. You don't want to put all of your data in that isolated enclave. You just want to.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's Mix and Match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.